Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, July 25th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with reporter Farrah Anderson about her recent investigation on now former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. American Water has proposed a general rate increase that would raise residential bills by about $24 a month. As IPM's May Anthar reports, area residents are not happy about it.
The company filed the increase request with the Illinois Commerce Commission in January. Since then, they've held three public hearings. The last one was in Champaign on Tuesday. Laura Lloyd is with the Citizens Utility Board. She says American Water is being greedy.
It's unnecessary because while there will be things that need to be done that are asked for in this rate case, there are many things that are just excessive. Like I mentioned, they are asking for an absolutely insane profit rate. What they're asking for is just so out of line that it's, you know, shocking to actually see the request for it.
Lloyd is urging the ICC to reject the rate hike with a petition they have on their website. American Water says water systems in the state are at C and D ratings, and they need to be more proactive about fixing those issues. May Antar, IPM News.
Illinois has been awarded more than $430 million in federal climate funds to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco explains.
The money is from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. J.C. Kibbe is the state climate advisor for Illinois. He says this is a big win for the state.
It's going to help us move forward on climate action in multiple sectors of our economy: transportation, power, buildings, industry, agriculture, and land use.
The money will be used to retrofit buildings, electrify freight trucks, and promote sustainable agricultural practices. And it will allow the state to cut planet warming emissions by an estimated 57 million tons between now and 2050. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Last week's derecho resulted in 27 confirmed tornadoes touching down in the Chicago and Rockford areas. That brings the statewide total this year to more than 100, already surpassing the annual average of 50. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says the cool airflow from the northwest meeting with warm, humid air from the south creates the perfect scenario for a stormy season.
It's not that we're getting storms every day, but the environment is right that when we get those kind of ingredients together, we're getting these kind of storms that have the potential to produce many tornadoes.
Ford says tornadoes typically taper off around August or September, but warns the possibility of a twister remains a threat throughout the fall. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with reporter Farrah Anderson about her recent investigation on now former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
From Carbondale to Chicago, the 21st Show takes you across Illinois to bring you the latest news, politics, and culture from every part of our state. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation by leaving us a voicemail at 217-300-2121 or find other ways to connect on our website, 21stshow.org. Then join us every weekday on the 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. On July 6th, shortly after midnight, Sonia Massey, a black woman living in Springfield, was shot in the face and killed by now former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. Massey dialed 911 after thinking a prowler was outside of her home. Grayson, who is white, is now facing murder charges after being fired by the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office. Farrah Anderson is an investigative reporting fellow with Illinois Public Media, the Invisible Institute, and the Investigative Reporting Workshop. I spoke with Anderson yesterday about her reporting on previously uncovered records regarding Grayson's military discharge and misconduct. Farrah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Farrah, when and where did Grayson serve in the military?
Grayson was a U.S. Army soldier who was stationed at Fort Riley, which is in Kansas. He was there until 2016, where he was discharged for serious misconduct, according to the military records that we obtained from a former police department in Illinois that he worked at. Now, it's not clear exactly what this misconduct was. We've asked the US military exactly what this misconduct was and if they could expand on that, but they said that that would be a privacy violation and that they can't disclose more about what that misconduct exactly was. But we are filing more records requests to see if we can get more information about what kind of serious misconduct led to his discharge from the US Army.
And when and where did Grayson serve as law enforcement before Sangamon County?
So he started as a part-time law enforcement officer in Pawnee, which is in central Illinois, kind of near Springfield. So he started there in 2020. So he's only been in law enforcement for about 4 years. He's been at six different departments within those 4 years in Illinois. He started in 2020 and he was in Pawnee for about a year and he left in 2021. Then he continued working at the Kincaid Police Department, where he had been working as a part-time officer until the middle of 2021. He then jumped to Verdon and was there for a little less than a year. Then he jumped to the Auburn Police Department, where he became a full-time officer. He stayed there for a little under a year. Then he went to the Logan County Sheriff's Office, where he was again a full-time officer for about a year. And then he finally landed at the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office in 2023. And he was separated right after the killing of Massey this month. So he's been at six different police departments in the past 4 years, all in central Illinois specifically.
When exactly did he start in Sangamon County? And does he have a history on the job there?
So he started in Sangamon County in 2023. And he was separated in 2024. So he was a sheriff's deputy. We still have records requests out with the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office. So we don't know exactly what his history looked like, whether there were complaints filed or any disciplinary charges. So we're still waiting on those files to confirm whether or not he had any discipline issues at Sangamon County before he killed Massey. So we're still waiting on those.
What has been the response to the shooting? And has the sheriff responded to questions about why he hired a deputy with such a record?
So we haven't gotten a response back from the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office about these misconduct allegations from the U.S. Army. We're still looking to see kind of what they knew about his discharge and his serious misconduct before they hired him, considering the fact that, you know, these records predate his employment at all of these different police departments throughout Illinois. The Sangamon County Sheriff's Office did fire him after this shooting and has released a statement saying that his actions do not reflect the values and the training of that department. The Illinois State Police has also released the body cam footage. They've had use of force experts say that he, you know, violated the training that he was given on how to use force. And so now he's been charged with first degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. And so he's now waiting a court date, which should be coming up here in August.
Farah, you're a journalist. You work with organizations that do investigative reporting. Is there any way for the public, though, to look up information on law officers throughout Illinois?
So I think the most important thing to know is that the, you know, misconduct files on officers are public record under Calvin v. Chicago, which is an Illinois court case. So these records are public. Any citizen or any journalist can request these records from their police departments to see, you know, which officers have discipline or which officers have misconduct or complaints. This is all public information that you can request. So far, the Invisible Institute has worked to make more of these misconduct records publicly available. So the first two cities that we've worked in are Chicago and Champaign and Urbana. So we have, you know, currently available public-facing data tools where you can look up officers and look at all of their misconduct files, their use of force records, their complaints, and their disciplinary files. So these are records that are publicly available. It's just a matter of waiting after you file those requests.
This story was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Newsroom's Invisible Institute and the Investigative Reporting Workshop. Stam Steklo co-reported the story. I'm Kimberly Schofield. And finally, in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, a chance of showers or thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, and Farah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.